This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
Greg, assess the play of Derek Carr, because when we left London, he was banged up in that game, and I just love the way, coming off the bye week, he wanted to get back on the field, and he's had some big games, and that game-winning drive against Kansas City was absolutely fantastic. He got pulled in the last game. I don't want to call him gun-shy, because he's a gunslinger. Does he have enough time in the pocket, or is the problem the Raiders can't establish a running game, and he's coming very past predictable?
He's an amazing young man, and I know how close you are with Al Saunders, and Al told me early on in training camp that he's the most mature rookie he's ever been around in pro football, and Al's been around forever. He was with Al as a ball boy back in 63, so he dates that far back, and he's just light years ahead of anybody his age. He's so mature. He's a great leader of men. He's poised to do that. The adjustment he's going to have to make, and he's making it, and he's made great strides, but he has a lot longer way to go. And it's not unlike a lot of quarterbacks around the league, these young quarterbacks that are making the transition from college football. The offense that he played in Fresno State was a catch and throw. He was in the shotgun. He got it, and he found a quick receiver out of an empty set and got rid of it in 2 seconds. And in pro football, he's doing some of that, but he's under center a lot. He's got to go through his progressions and his reads. And I think the one area of growth for him is going to be pocket awareness. And it's hard. It's hard to learn it. I think early on, JT, he was throwing the ball too fast. They look at the Raider low sack total, which is good, but I think he gets rid of the ball too fast, where guys are not fully developed in their routes. He's not letting the play develop, and he's getting rid of it too fast. In the Ram game, I thought he decided to hold it a little bit, and the rush got to him. And he didn't look to step out of the rush. He just kind of cowered down a little bit and just protected the football. And I think he gave up on a couple of plays that might have been there. So he'll grow. I mean, it's hard to learn that, but I think that's the number one area that he's going to have to grow. Not unlike a lot of quarterbacks. He's just going to have to get that pocket presence, that pocket awareness that the savvy veterans have, like Tom Brady, just slightly moves his body to the right and left and hardly really changes his body position, but just enough where they can't get him. And at all times, he keeps his field down. He keeps his eyes downfield to where he's going to throw the football.
Greg Papa is the voice of the Raiders. He joins us. Greg, Latavius Murray, after he had his big game against Kansas City, we both have talk shows, and fans flooded our shows talking about him. And, with the concussion protocol and the remainder of this year is one thing, but it's great in the NFL when you can find a running back who can turn into a feature running back and be a star. Do you think he has that type of ability because of his size and strength, where the Raiders won't have to think out of the box over the next year or two? Maybe they found their diamond in the rough, and he can be a workhorse.
Well, we'll see. There's a long way to go. The first time I ever saw him on the practice field after the Raiders drafted him, he reminded me of Bo Jackson. His body, his speed, he just looked like a guy that was big and strong and powerful but had breakaway speed. Then he got hurt, and he had a toe injury, and he just looked like he was limping around. I never quite saw that speed again. And then in training camp, he didn't really jump out at you, and he really has not. On the practice field, he looks okay. He has not looked great, but it's hard. Practice is different. Nobody's tackling live in practice. The few runs that he's had in pro football this year, the back-to-backs in San Diego, I thought those were the two best runs that were blocked that day, and the runs were pretty easy reads. But he did hit it, and he put together good back-to-back chunk yards. Now, the runs he had against Kansas City, he had two really impressive ones. The first one, the 11-yarder, was more impressive to me because that wasn't designed to go that way. It was just a simple off-left tackle run, and he saw it, and he bopped it, and he had the quickness, not just straight-line speed, but foot speed quickness to get around the edge. And once he turned the corner, he was gone. It was just a little tiny 11-yard run, but the fact that he skirted that edge like the elite guys do. The second one, the 90-yarder, was just a simple cutback run, and no one laid a finger on him. Now, what impressed you there was the speed. When he hit the Raider 20-yard line, 80 yards from the Chief goal line, I thought he was gone. And Eric Berry is a very fast player. He was moving away from Eric Berry for the last 30 or 40 yards. So it's all encouraging, but he only had 9 snaps in that Chief game, JT. So you just kind of have to wait. He also fumbled the ball after he took the big hit. I remember him dropping a ball in San Diego on a big 3rd-and-4. He's got a long way to go. He's certainly a prospect, and I think we've seen enough of Maurice Jones-Drew at this point in his career, in this point of the season, where I would take the carries away from MJD. In fact, I think about even not having him active for this game. He is good in pass protection, but I think other backs can do that. I would like to see Murray get his carries, but I wouldn't bench Darren McFadden. I think I'd do a co-op, but I would like to see him get the ball 12 or 15 times a game.